弟兄姊妹们早晨
，Brothers and sisters, good morning。
好喜乐能够嚟到呢一度同大家一同敬拜，一同有交通。
Very joyful that I am able to come here together to have worship and to have fellowship together。
早晨响擘饼嘅时候，里边非常嘅喜乐，见到有咁多年轻嘅弟兄姊妹一同嚟到敬拜，一同嚟到追求。
I felt such joy in my heart this morning as I heard in the during bread breaking, there are so many young brethren rising up to worship and praise our Lord.
但我更加的喜乐的就是见到也都有很多年长的弟兄姊妹在一起。
But what I take even more joy in is the fact that there were even the more elderly brethren joining in.
因为自从疫情之后，我每一次在 San Bruno 交通的时候，我在这里一看，原来最傲是我。
Because when I worship at House of God in San Bruno, when I look around, the most elderly is me, myself.
我不是不认傲啊，但是我很miss有年长的弟兄在我上面。
Not that I don't admit to being old, but I miss having elder brethren around me.
因为神的家里面是需要有父母、有少年人、有青年人、有小孩子。
For the house of the Lord ought to have fathers,and elders, and young people, and children.
我觉得在过去呢差不多五十年来，在神的家里面，我一直都认为我是一个年轻的弟兄。
That throughout these past 50 years, I have considered myself one of the more youthful.
但当最近当我发现我是最老的那一位的时候，我里面其实很战惊，也都开始要谨慎一点，不要为傲不尊。
But when I discovered that I was the oldest, I was a little shaken that I need to be alert and aware and to kind of act my age.
我觉得我们有年长的弟兄在我们当中是一个福气，对我们来说。
I think it's such a blessing to have elderly brethren among us.
我记得我三十一年前出来服侍的时候，张弟兄就给我一些的提醒，叫我谨慎一点，不要随便说话。
That I recall 31 years ago when I first came to serve the Lord full time, that Brother Wong had gave me some
Brother Zheng
had given me some advice to not just go speak whatever is on my mind.
一开头嗰阵时，我唔系好开心佢咁样。
And at first, I wasn't too happy about this advice.
但系翻转头嚟讲，我觉得呢啲系对我一个保护。
But when I think back to it, this was a protection for me.
所以现在我在 San Bruno, 我讲嘢要谨慎一点。And、因为点解呢？因为你年纪最大，你讲嘢人哋听啊。
That as I speak in San Bruno, I am very careful with my words because I am the oldest, and when people hear me, they listen, they pay attention.
我觉得我失去了以前那些的自由和潇洒。
I feel that I might have lost some of that, the freedom, that, carefreeness I used to have.
但我们感谢主，我们在家里面，我们是一家人。
But I thank the Lord that in his household, we are one family.
我们一同要在神面前，我们要持守，我们谨慎，我们也都彼此的真诚的相爱和供应。
that together we would be alert and hold fast to one another that the truth within the household of God.
我早上喺擘餅嘅時候，真係覺得主嘅同在同埋弟兄姊妹嗰個釋放，我為此而感謝主。
And I thank the Lord for that the bread breaking earlier, that realness of it, that release of the Spirit.
我哋先讀兩章嘅聖經第一處係喺列王紀上十九章，我哋由十八讀到二十一節。
So we'll read a couple passages in the Bible. We'll first turn to 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 18 to 21.
列王紀上十九章十八至到二十一節。
1 Kings chapter 19, verses 18 to 21.
但我在以色列中為自己留下七千人，是未曾向巴利屈膝的，未曾与巴利亲嘴的。于是以利亚离开那里走了，遇见沙法的儿子以利沙耕地，在他前头有十二对牛，自己赶着第十二对。以利亚到他那里，将自己的外衣搭在他身上。以利沙就离开牛，跑到以利亚那里说：求你容我先与父母亲嘴，然后我便跟随你。以利亚对他说：你回去吧，我向你作了什么呢？以利沙就离开他回去，宰了一对牛，用兔牛的器具煮肉给民吃，随后就起身跟随以利亚服侍他。
Verse 18, yet I leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal and every mouth that has not kissed him. So he departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, while he was plowing the 12 pairs of oxen before him, and he was the 12th. And Elijah passed over to him and threw his mantle on him. He left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, please let me kiss my father and my mother, then I will follow you. And he said to him, go back again, for what have I done to you? So he returned from him and took the pair of oxen and sacrificed them and boiled their flesh with the implements of the oxen and gave it to the people and they ate. Then he arose and followed Elijah and ministered to him.
我就再睇列王纪下第二章，我哋先读第一、第二节。
We'll also turn to 2 Kings chapter 2. We'll first take a look at verses 1 and 2.
列王纪下第二章第一节。
2 Kings chapter 2 verse 1.
耶和华要用旋风接以利亚升天的时候，以利亚与以利沙从吉格前往。以利亚对以利沙说：耶和华差我往伯大尼去，你可以在那里等候。以利沙说：我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。于是二人下到伯大尼。
Verse 1, and it came about when the Lord was about to take up Elijah by a whirlwind to heaven.That Elijah went to Elisha from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel. But Elisha said, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel.
继续的几节呢就是讲到由吉格去到伯大尼，由伯大尼去到耶利哥，由耶利哥去到约旦河。
The following few verses describe how they went from Gilgal to Bethel, and then Bethel to Jericho, and from Jericho to Jordan.
第八节，我哋再读到十四节。
And we'll pick up in verse 8 all the way to verse 14.
以利亚将自己的外衣卷起来，用以打水，水就左右分开，二人走干地而过。过去之后，以利亚对以利沙说：我未曾被接去离开你。你要我为你做什么只管求。以利沙说愿感动你的灵加倍的感动我。以利亚说你所求的难得，虽然如此我被接去离开你的时候你要看见我就必得着，不然必得不着。他们正走着说话，忽有火车火马将二人隔开，以利亚就乘旋风升天去了。以利沙看见就呼叫说：我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战居马兵啊！以后不再见他了。于是以利沙把自己的衣服撕为两片，他拾起以利亚身上掉下来的外衣，回去站在约旦河边。他用以利亚身上掉下来的外衣打水说：耶和华以利亚的神， 在哪里呢？打水之后，水也左右分开，以利沙就过来了。
Verse 8, Elijah took his mantle and folded it together and struck the waters, and they were divided here and there, so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, Ask what I shall do for you before I am taken away from you. And Elisha said, Please, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. He said, You have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be for you, be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so. And as they were going along and talking, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, which separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind to heaven. Elisha saw it and cried out, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. And he saw Elijah no more. Then he took hold of his own clothes and tore them into two pieces. He also took up the mantle of Elijah and fell from him and returned and stood by the bank of the Jordan. He took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and struck the waters and said, Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? And when he had also struck the waters, they were divided here and there, and Elisha crossed over.
早上要同大家分享的就是以利沙的蒙召同埋佢属灵生命的学习。
This morning, I would like to share with you Elisha, the life of Elisha, his calling and his spiritual learnings.
大家都知道，圣经里边以利亚同以利沙好似唔可以分开。
And we know, according to the Bible, that it seems as if Elijah and Elisha cannot be separated.
以利亚呢个名字嘅意思就系他的神。
The name of Elijah means his God is Jehovah.
以利沙的名字的意思就是说他的拯救是神。
The name of Elisha, the meaning is that his salvation is Jehovah, is God.
所以他们两个人是旧约里面先知那个代表。
And in the Old Testament, these two, they are the representation of the prophets.
他们是替神说话。
They are ones who spoke on behalf of God.
另一个角度来讲，就是说他们是将神的见证带出来。
In other words, they brought forth the testimony of God.
就是将叫人在他们的身上见到，他们的神是耶和华。
That in their lives, people saw that, God was their Lord.
他的拯救是神。
That their salvation was in the Lord.
我们知道在以利亚、以利沙的时代是以色列人黑暗的时代。
That we know in the times of Elijah and Elisha, it was a very dark period in the Israel.
他们已经分裂了南国和北国。
They had already divided into northern and southern Israel.
以利亚的时代是一个恶的王在北国来到统治十个支派。
That in the time of Elijah, there was a wicked king who was ruling over the 10 tribes of the north.
不单止亚哈王是恶的，而且他有一个王后耶洗别就更加厉害。
That not only was there a wicked king in Ahab, but he also had a wicked queen in Jezebel.
但是神用了以利亚，我们没有时间详细讲以利亚的背景，但是我们知道他在以色列人面前作了美好的见证。
Now, we don't have time to go through it in detail, but we know that in the life of Elijah, he was a beautiful testimony for the Lord.
神曾经叫他对亚哈王讲，我若不祷告就不会落雨，
That he said to King Ahab that if I do not pray to the Lord, that there will not be rain.
结果真系冇雨落，记就上饥荒。
And therefore, there was no rain during the drought.
到咗第三年，耶和华嘅话临到以利亚话：你去见亚哈王。
And 3 years passed, and the word of the Lord came to Elijah and said, "Go see the king, King Ahab."
结果佢面对几百个巴力的先知在这里献祭，神的火神的悦纳就临到以利亚。
that when he went to see King Ahab, he faced hundreds of prophets of Baal in order to bring a sacrifice to the Lord, and the Lord accepted his sacrifice with fire from heaven.
所以我们看到当时那些众百姓都在讲, 耶和华是神, 耶和华是神。
And we see all the people of Israel said, Jehovah is God, Jehovah is God.
在为主作了美好的见证, 其实带出耶和华的名字。
And in the name of Elijah, brought forth a great, wonderful testimony for the Lord.
但你知道后来,
But following this event, Jezebel said, I must take the life of
当然,
Elijah.
那些巴黎的先知也都是被杀, 所以这个耶洗别就很生气,
And because of the life of the prophets of Baal were taken, Jezebel wanted to take the life of Elijah, so Elijah fled.
他曾经要在鹅藤树上沉死, 但是天使拍醒他, 叫他有饼有水, 他叫他一味有兴的走了40日, 去到神的山河的山那里。
And we know that Elijah under the juniper tree wanted to die, but the angel of the Lord came to him and gave him food and water and gave him the strength to go for 40 days and 40 nights.
然后在红烈山里面神再一次向以利亚显现问以利亚你在做什么?
Once again in the Mount Horeb, God manifests himself to Elijah, say, Why are you here, Elijah?
然后就给了以利亚一个使命, 就是他最后的即时。
And he gave him a commandment, and which was his last commandment in Elijah's life.
就是刚才我们开始讲到列王纪上19章那个时候神对以利亚所讲的说话。
And that commandment was that what we just read earlier, those words, that order that he gave to Elijah.
我曾经留下7000人未有向巴利默神。
That I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all that knees have not bowed to Baal.
在圣经里面第一次提到以利沙是在列王纪上19章第16节。
The first mention of Elisha is found here in 1 Kings chapter 19.
那里 列王纪上19章第16节下面的话, 并他要并高阿伯米何埃人沙法的儿子以利沙作先知接续你。
It's found in verse 16. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Elba Meloha, you shall anoint as prophet in your place.
这个就是我们今天要开始讲的以利沙 在主面前怎样来接触以利亚在主面前作先知。
And this is what we're going to be speaking on, how it was that Elisha carried on as a prophet after Elijah.
刚才我们读过列王纪上19章, 由18至21节,这段很简短的几句圣经。
And we read earlier in 1 Kings 19, chapter 19, verses 18 to 21, some simple words.
那里很简单, 就是当以利亚找到以利沙的时候,
that once Elijah found Elisha,
以利沙发的儿子以利沙在耕田,
we see that Elisha is plowing with the oxen.
我们知道在圣经里面没有讲到以利沙有什么背景, 除了这一段说话之外,
Other than these words recorded here, we don't know much about the background of Elisha.
但你知道圣经啊, 如果我们真是用心机去读呢, 它虽然是很简单, 但里面也都有它很丰富的意思。
That we know, if you read carefully scripture, that even though there are simple words, there are much richness and fullness in those words.
我们看到以利沙的背景是什么呢?
What is the background that we find here of Elisha?
我们现在要讲到以利沙那个怎样蒙召。
We're going to speak on Elisha's calling.
他是一个耕田的人。
He was one who was plowing the fields.
佢係個農夫。
He was a farmer.
佢唔係喺度先至學裏邊讀神學嗰啲人。
He wasn't one who was in a seminary and reading God's words.
但係當你睇到呢個簡單嘅記載嘅時候，我哋裏邊都有啲嘅得著。
But when we see this simple recording here, there are some things we can learn.
佢係一個其實比較富庶嘅農夫。
We can see that he was a rather affluent farmer.
因為你見到有一對牛已經好值錢啊嘛，佢屋企有十二對喎。
That if you were to have just one pair of oxen, you would be considered well off. But here he has 12 pair.
所以啲人話：哎呀，呢個係富二代啊。
So they say this is a very very wealthy second generation money.
但係你睇到啊，佢唔係坐喺樹好食眼飛喎，佢喺度趕緊第十二代，佢親自去做嘢。
But even though he came from an affluent family, we see that he was not just sitting there idly. He was plowing 12 pairs of oxen.
所以你見到佢當主個呼召聞到佢嘅時候，佢喺度忠心嘅喺度做嘢。
We see that when the calling of the Lord came to him, he was faithfully doing his work.
我自己實在喺度稍微睇一睇，就係今日所神所揀選嘅人。
We see now today when I take a look at those who God calls.
你見到神呼召啲門徒咧，嗰啲人喺度好勤力嘅打魚，係嘛？
Or in our Lord's time, when he called his disciples, what were they doing? They were hardworking fishing.
馬太喺度，好忙嘅喺度收錢，税關嗰度。
Matthew was busy, hard at work collecting taxes.
所以你見到，哇！我而家要等候主啊，所以我乜都唔做，我就喺度日日禱告讀聖經。咁樣都，如果你可以咁專心，都幾好。不過神未必咁樣用你。
So for today, if we were, I want to wait for the Lord's calling, so I'm going to sit at home and just read the scripture and pray. That's great, but that might not be what the Lord is calling you for.
弟兄姊妹當中，同我呢個年紀嘅人都知道，當我後生嘅時候Auntie Susan 俾我好多幫助。
For those brethren who have known me, when I was younger, our sister Auntie Susan was a great help to me.
頭先我問阿 William 話，以後有幾多個人大學畢業啊？你哋有五個，我好感謝主。其實我嗰陣時大學都未畢業啊。
And when I asked William earlier how many young people have graduated from college, and he said William replied with 5. And I praise the Lord for that because I actually have not.Didn't graduate from college.
喺嗰個時候，我收尾都有畢業。
At that time, I was not a college graduate.
咁 Auntie Susan 俾我好多個幫助。
And Auntie Susan, she was a great help to me.
佢嗰陣時就同我講，佢話佢哋讀大學嘅時候，佢哋因為佢喺50年代喺上海讀緊醫學院。
And so she told me when she was in college back in the 50s in Shanghai, she studied medicine.
是
medicine.
说我们那段时那班医学院里面爱主的弟兄姐妹，我们是搏命读书，搏命追求，搏命侍奉。
And at that time, we just spent all our life studying, all our life pursuing after the Lord and serving the Lord.
你知道讀醫係好辛苦噶。
You know that to be in the medical profession, the field is very difficult.
特別喺50年代初期，如果你知道嘅話，政治嘅氣氛啱啱轉咗，基督徒面對好大嘅壓力。
Especially in the 50s in China, the political environment there was very full of pressure.
所以嗰啲人就話：你哋呢班基督徒淨係去祈禱、聚會、讀經，你哋都唔為國家服務，唔好好地做你哋做嘅事。
So there's this pressure on Christians. Oh, you Christians, all you do is pray and read the Bible. You don't help your country in any way.
但所以佢哋个成绩，佢哋所做嘅专业系最好嘅。
So there was pressure on them. And so for them, their grades, their, the effort they put forth was the best.
然后他们爱主服侍追求读圣经，他们知道时间无多，所以也都搏命。
And because they knew that the time was very limited, they too put all their efforts into serving and pursuing after the Lord.
所以啲人对佢哋嚟讲冇说话好讲，佢哋系为主做咗美好嘅见证。
And so there was no nothing anyone else could say because they were a wonderful testimony for the Lord.
1994年之后，我曾经过去呢20几年。我有机会去中国去家庭教会服侍。
In 1994, I had an opportunity to go to China to serve in the house churches.
我发现呢20几年嚟，我所接触到好多家庭教会嗰啲嘅主要嘅嗰啲柱子啊，好多都系呢一批50年代嘅大学生。
That this past 20 years, as I see those in China, the pillars that are there are the ones who went through the 1950s, those students that were gone through that China in
1950s.
That not only during those very difficult times, that they were very diligent in reading scripture and praying, but also in their own studies and in their own field.
神所用的人是在主面前忠心，在个岗位上来服侍，来追求的人。
That those whom the Lord calls to serve him are those who are faithful in whatever position they've been placed in.
但是当以利亚将他的外衣搭向以利沙的身上的时候，
But when we see that when Elijah placed his mantle onto Elisha,
第二十节，他说以利沙就离开牛，跑到以利亚那里去。
Verse 20, it says, he left the oxen and ran after Elijah.
求你容我先与父母亲嘴，然后我便跟从你。
And he said, please, let me kiss my father and my mother, then I will follow you.
弟兄姊妹，这里没有讲，以利亚没有讲很多东西。
Elijah doesn't say much here.
但是当他一搭上，将外衣搭在他身上，以利沙就明白。
All Elijah did was place his mantle over Elisha, and Elisha knew.
你知道我现在要讲什么吗？
Now you know what I'm about to say.
自从光弟兄100岁之后，好像他只有一个信，一个信息。
That ever since our brother Kong turned 100, he's had only one message.
是什么？
What is that message?
Are you ready? 你哋预备好未啊
？Are you ready? Have you prepared yourself?
我相信以利沙系一个等候尼赛亚嘅人。
I believe that Elisha was one who waited upon the Messiah.
所以当以利亚将佢外衣搭喺佢身上，佢即刻他就离开佢啲牛。
That once.Elijah placed his mantle over Elisha, he immediately left his oxen.
他虽然在那里不是读在先知学校，但是他在专心来做他应该做的事。
Even though he was not one who was in a seminary or reading God's word, and he was just doing his own job.
但当神的呼召应不到的时候，他立刻知道神要他做什么。
But when God's calling came, he immediately knew what to do.
他一定是一个等候弥赛亚的人，一定是一个预备好的人。
He was one who was waiting on the Messiah, one who was prepared and ready.
我这里或者再讲多几句啊。
I want to expound a little bit more on this.
你见到他离开牛就跑到以利亚那里去，他说求你容我先与父母亲嘴，然后我便跟从你。那以利亚说你回去吧，我跟你讲了什么啊？
So, here Elisha says, please let me kiss my father and my mother, then I will follow you. And Elisha says to him, go back, for what have I done to you?
你读到一句的时候，你有没有想起有个人来到主的跟前，主呼召他，他就说，啊，我回去跟我父母道别，我先来跟从你啊。是不是好像突然想起这件事？
That when we read this, do we recall the Lord when he was calling somebody, calling a certain person, that that person said, oh wait, let me go back to my family first, and then I will follow you.
这是路加福音第九章61-62那里讲。
And this is recorded for us in Luke chapter 9, verses 61 and 62.
他又有一人说，主啊，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。耶稣说，手扶着泥向后看的，不配做，不配进神的国。
Verse 61. Another also said, I will follow you, Lord, but first, permit me to say goodbye to those at home. But Jesus said to him, no one, after putting his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.
你见到好像啲记载差唔多咁嘅意思啊。
That we see it's recorded, it's very similar.
但是你知道主知道这两个人的居心是完全不同。
We know what, the Lord knows what is, in the hearts of these two.
在雅各书新约 James 第四章第八节有句这样的说话。
And there's, recorded for us in James chapter 4 verse 8.
心怀异议的人啊要洁净你们的心。
Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
你看到这一句圣经的意思吗？
Do you see the meaning of this passage?
Double-minded, 心怀异议，神说你要洁净你的心，你的心，你的祈祷有问题。
It says there, you double-minded, purify your hearts. He knows there's a motive in, their hearts.
所以当一个人真是在主面前是单纯的，是爱主的，是等候主再来的。
Now, if there's a person who is pure and single-minded, single-hearted before the Lord,
主知道。
The Lord knows.
以利亚或者不是好知道。
Perhaps, Elijah wasn't too sure.
那句说话我二十节那句说话，以利亚对他说，你回去吧，我向你作了什么呢？我一开头唔系几明，究竟咩意思呢
？So I'm not too sure when Elijah says that. Oh, go back. For what have I done to you?
好似叫以利亚，你唔好净系睇我为你做乜嘢，你应该去睇下究竟神要你做乜嘢。
That Elijah is saying as if, oh, do not look at what I have done or what I'm doing for you. What is the Lord doing for you?
他说你跟从，哎，你回去吧，不要说好像我叫你做什么。
That's why he told him, go away. It's nothing that I am telling you to do.
但你看到后面，因为杀他的反应是怎样的。
But you see the following response. What is Elisha's response?
与你杀，21节，以利沙咒啊，中文圣经有两个咒啊，20节有个咒，21节有个咒，以利沙咒唔需要考虑，离开他，宰了一对牛，用兔牛的器具煮肉给民吃，随后就起身跟从以利亚服侍他。
So in verse 20 it says then, and then in verse 21 it says so then, he returned from following him, took a pair of oxen and sacrificed them and boiled their flesh with the implements of the oxen, and he rose and, arose and followed Elijah.
同那个《奥加第六章》那个，但他根本是心怀异议。
That we know that's a difference between Elisha and the one who was in, the person in Luke chapter 9, that person had a different motive in his heart.
弟兄姊妹，今日你要跟从主，你要一心一意。
Brothers and sisters, today, if we are to follow the Lord, we need to be wholehearted.
如果冇一个绝对讨主喜悦嘅心，你呢条路走唔上嘅。
That if you did not have a heart, to please the Lord, then this is a very tough road for you to follow.
保罗话：我只有一件事， 就是忘记背后努力面前向着标杆直跑要得神从上面招我们的奖奖赏。
And so for Paul reminded us that he was forgetting everything that lay behind him, and he was reaching forward to what lies ahead, pressing forward towards the goal for the prize of the upward call.
大卫在诗篇27篇第四节，说，我有一件事，我要求耶和华，我要寻求他，就是一生一世，住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
That in Psalm 27:4, David had one desire, one thing I have desired. I ask from the Lord that I shall seek is that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
你见到以后神怎样大大的用以利沙
Now you see how the Lord led David, led Elisha.
因为他是一个预备好心里面清洁单一是一件事
Because in their hearts, they were pure and single-hearted to the Lord.
因为佢仲翻去话同佢个父母嚟到道别，诶、哎，呢、这个人都系唔放得低好多嘢。
And in Luke it says, well, this person, so I need to go home and to say goodbye to my family. There's a lot of things I cannot put away.
弟兄姊妹，神唔系唔讲情、唔讲亲情嘅人。
The Lord is not one who is after family relations.
神不是不讲道理的人。
But the Lord is not one who is unreasonable.
你见到以利沙，他是跟他的爸爸妈妈 say goodbye.
You see that Elisha did, in fact, say goodbye to his family.
而且他用搵食的器具啊，煮嗰只牛嚟到请佢啲同伴嗰啲朋友嚟食。
That he in fact boiled the flesh with the implements of his work。
光弟兄曾经解释过，佢话咧，啲法利赛人话主耶稣同嗰啲税吏一齐食饭，佢话嗰餐饭咧可能系马太。Farewell dinner to 佢个朋友。
That brother Kong once explained it like this: that when the Pharisee said that Jesus was dining with the sinners, it was perhaps Matthew's farewell dinner that he was having.
同样，以利沙就劏咗牛，然后将啲同伴翻嚟，同佢就话。拜拜啦！我而家唔再同你哋一齐，我而家要跟从以利亚去服侍神啦，就系佢一个宣告。
Likewise, here Elisha was proclaiming he was taking his oxen and using the implements of his work and making a meal and saying to them, "I'm leaving." He's saying bye to them.
我相信佢里边仲有个意思。
I believe in his heart there's another meaning.
今日好多人跟从主是静静的啊，好像尼哥底母咁样，唔敢公开嘅。
That today, oftentimes, there are ones who follow after the Lord very secretively, like Nicodemus would not want to make it known in public.
以利沙要对佢啲朋友当堂宣布，我而家要跟随以利亚服侍神。我唔同你哋玩啊！拜拜，死啦啊
！So Elisha here was proclaiming in public to all his friends and family that no longer am I here to be with you anymore. I'm off to follow Elisha to serve God.
我记得我以前应该喺呢度讲过嘅，就系我后生嗰时候啊，黄明道弟兄一句说话曾经给咗我好大嘅帮助。
I think I've shared here before that when I was young, there was some words from a brother Wang Ming Dao that was a great help to me.
他说当你灵里面还刚强的时候，你要切断一切的后路，就闩晒啲后门，冇得翻转头。
That when you are still young and still strong in your youth, to cut away all the roads and the paths that lead you back.
他的意思就是你灵里面是刚强的时候。
That when your spirit is still strong,
不要留后路
don't leave a way way back.
燒曬嗰啲耕田嘅，劏咗只牛，而且同所有嘅人講咗拜拜啦，冇牛後顧，專心一心一意嚟跟從主。
Destroy, take away all those implements from the past, so you can focus wholeheartedly what's before you.
而家我哋要快啲啊，睇到以利沙點樣嚟到。生命的學習或者他跟從主服侍的條路。
And now we need to look quickly at the spiritual learnings of Elisha.
我們不知道以利沙那段時跟從以利亞有多少年，聖經不要詳細說，我相信 都有相當的年日的。
Scripture doesn't tell us how many years Elisha followed after Elijah, but I believe that there was quite a long period of time.
然後就去到列王紀下第二章，当以利亚要被接升天的时候，那第二章那些的那里的记载。
After all those years, we come to 2 Kings chapter 2, the recording found there.
以利亚怎样来到训练或者教导以利沙，好像圣经里面没什么说。
How Elijah taught or trained Elisha doesn't seem as scripture tells us.
只有在列王纪下第三章那里提了少少是间接的讲我们听第三章十一节那里。
We are only told in 2 Kings chapter 3 a little bit indirectly what how Elisha trained or served Elijah.
或者他那几年他们以利沙是做什么？
So in other words, what did Elisha do all those years?
因为那里记载是犹大王和以色列王同摩亚王在争战，搞到没水喝。
And so it records for us the battle, the war that was fought between the Amorites and the Israel and Judah. So they ended up with no water to drink.
然后以色列王就弊家伙啊，哀哉怎么办呢？
And so they were saying, oh, well, it's, there's a drought, there's no water, what do we do now?
这个以色列王，约沙法就说，诶，这里有没有，是不是有耶和华的先知在这里，我问他他就行了。
And then so the king of Israel, Jehoshaphat says, well, isn't there not a prophet of the Lord here? Well, we should just ask him.
咁以色列有个神子就回答说，
And one of the servants of the king of Israel answered,
或者我有沙法的儿子以利沙，就是从前服侍以利亚的。
In verse 11, it says here, Elisha, the son of Shaphat, is here, who used to pour water on the hands of Elijah.
你看中文的小字也都讲到，以前服侍以利亚的，叫做倒水在以利亚手上的，这个是英文的翻译。
And this is the English translation, is the one who used to pour water on the hands of Elijah.
所以你看到以利亚好像不是在这里怎样教以利沙怎样做先知啊，这样那样好像没记载太多。
It doesn't record for us much how Elijah trained Elisha in how to be a prophet.
只是记载他是倒水向以利亚给他洗手的。即是他是一个 personal servant.
So it only records for us that Elisha was one who poured water on the hands of Elisha to help him wash his hands. So he was a personal servant, in other words.
这个就是唯一这里有提到的。
And this is the only mention.
但是你去到列王纪下第二章这里记载得很详细啊，前面这十四节。
But earlier in 2 Kings chapter 2, and those 14 verses we read, it's a little detailed.
但这里讲什么呢?
And what is it saying exactly?
这里是讲到最后这一段路程，以利亚和以利沙怎样走完。
It speaks of this last part of the road, the path that they traversed, how Elijah and Elisha, how did they travel?
他在这里，如果你真的看了，你或者你会失望，好像都没有说在这里做什么。
And if you read it carefully, you might be a little bit disappointed. It doesn't seem to be telling us much.
因为 第二章嗰度话耶和华用旋风接以利亚升天的时候，以利亚与以利沙从急格前往。
It just says, and it came about, verse 1, it came about when the Lord was about to take up Elijah by a whirlwind to heaven, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal.
第二节话，以利亚对以利沙说，耶和华差我往伯特利去，你可以在这里等我。以利沙说，我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。依是二人下到伯特利。
Verse 2, Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel. But Elisha said, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel.
然后跟住你见到我哋头先冇读过的就是然后跟去咗嗰度佢又喺度跟。咁然后跟住以利亚就对以利沙耶和华而家差我又伯特利要去耶利哥。咁你一喺度等我啦。咁以利沙话：我举指着耶和华起誓，我绝不离开你。
So we didn't read it together, but the passages, the scripture right after this is very similar in that Elisha tells Elisha, "The Lord has sent me from Bethel to Jericho, so you wait here." And Elisha same reply: "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you."
又跟住去到耶利哥之后，又跟住又讲：而家耶和华差我去约旦河。你唔使跟我去㗎你喺度等我㗎咁以利沙又讲我指着永生的耶和华又敢在你面前起誓我必不离开你。
And again, after that, Elijah says, the Lord has sent me from Bethel from Jericho to the river Jordan. And you stay here, Elisha. And again, Elisha says, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you.
而且第二章第七节嗰度特别又讲到，佢话先知的门徒有五十人远远嘅企喺约旦河对面，冇跟佢哋过。
And it's recorded for us in that same chapter, verse 7, that there were 50 of the prophets who stood across at a distance. They did not follow them.
究竟圣灵喺呢度要讲乜嘢？
So what is it that the Spirit wants to tell us here?
我相信。他们在几个地方都做少少嘢的但是圣经没有记载。
I believe that they did some little things, but it's not recorded for us in the Bible.
今天我们跟从主很多人说你跟从主你给什么我做、啊、
So today, we who follow after the Lord, we say, well, follow after you, Lord, what will you have me do?
当然我们服侍主是有工作的。
Of course, as we serve the Lord, there is work to be done.
但是在工作之前，那个重在是生命的学习。
But what's the focal point is before the work begins, this is the lesson of this life.
生命的学习是重在于跟从主。
That the lesson of life is focused on following the Lord.
不是跟从人。
Is not following after man.
以利沙咪死跟以利亚仲唔系跟从人
？So you say, well, Elisha was just following Elijah the whole time, isn't that following man？
但你要知道呢度有一个好重要嘅字，就系以利亚话俾以利沙听，耶和华差我由呢度去呢度，差我由呢度去呢度，差我由呢度去呢度。
So, but there's an important thing to notice here that when Elisha tells him, it is for the Lord has sent me to this place. The Lord has sent me to that place. It's the Lord who has sent me.
以利沙，他跟从以利亚，其实很明显的在这里，因为神差以利亚。
So Elisha is following after Elijah. Very clearly, it's because the Lord has sent Elijah.
我哋跳到最后尾，当以利沙翻转头揸住以利亚嗰个外衣打水嘅时候，佢讲乜嘢
？We come to the end there where when Elisha comes back with the mantle of Elijah and strikes the water. What do we see there？
佢唔系话以利亚，你件衫真系好洗得啊！以利亚，你喺边度啊？佢话以利亚嘅神在哪里？
And verse 14, it doesn't mention anything about, your Elijah, your mantle is great. You can do so much. What does he say? He says, where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?
他不是依靠以利亚的外衣。
He is not relying on the mantle of Elijah, but the God of Elijah. Today, God is able to use Elisha. His life has been prepared to be used by the Lord. Not much is recorded of what he did. All that's recorded for us is the fact of him, his desire to walk with the Lord, to follow the Lord. But it's not just this that the scripture tells us, there's more. Those four places, Gilgal, Bethel, Jericho, River Jordan.
The
meaning of these names have a great a meaning of for life.
急格, 我们知道圣经里面不止一个急格,
know that there was not just one Gilgal in the Bible.
但是那个意思是一样,
but the meaning are all the same.
哦, 急格, 啊, 曾经是以色列人由厄克之前所割礼的地方。
Gilgal was a place where the Israelites were circumcised.
虽然圣经里面不止这个地方, 约书亚记五章第九节的意思是什么？耶和华对约书亚说：我今日将埃及的羞辱从你们身上滚出去。因此这地方叫急格，直到今日。急格就是滚的意思。
So in Joshua 5:9, it's recorded for us. The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you." So the name of that place is called Gilgal. To this day, the name of Gilgal means to find.
肉体完全的受对付是一个新的开始.
That when our flesh is completely dealt with, this is the beginning.
生命成长最大的难处就是我们这个肉体，我们肉体不被滚出去，不在那里开始，是没得走上去.
The greatest obstacle to spiritual growth is our flesh. So if we do not roll away this flesh, then we cannot grow.
巴达利、雅各和亚伯拉罕都曾经在那里献祭敬拜神。
Bethel is a place where Jacob and Abraham both offered, built an altar to God.
大家都记得在创世纪，雅各那里说， 神真的在这里，这里是神的殿，这里是天的门。
We recall it in Genesis, Jacob said, the Lord is here. This is the house of the Lord, the heaven's gate.
那里有个天梯，那里讲到与神的交通。
There was a ladder that led to heaven. We could have fellowship there.
那里是神的家，那里是神的殿，那里是天的门。
This is the house of the Lord here. This is heaven's gate.
那个地方对于以利沙来讲，他生命的成长太重要。So
that place was of such great importance for his spiritual growth.
然后耶利哥
and Jericho
那个坚固的耶利哥城，那个黑暗的权势
that stronghold of Jericho, that the authority of the power of darkness.
属灵生命的成长一定要经过属灵的征战。
In order to grow spiritually, you need to go through spiritual warfare. And you see there the victory of the Lord. And lastly, we have the Jordan River. The River Jordan, the waters there represent death. To cross the Jordan River means resurrection.
以利沙跟着以利亚经过约旦河，代表几个死，冇自己，然后定睛望天，复活嘅生命出嚟。
that when Elijah and Elisha crossed over the Jordan River, it represented the resurrection, and to focus, put their eyes on heaven.
跟从主不是净是哇哦跟着人在这里眯眼死就死跟。
That to follow after the Lord doesn't mean we just close our eyes and just follow man.
一人能够服侍主。
One who has, is able to serve the Lord.
是跟随主的路上要有生命的经历。
That we have to follow after the path that the Lord has placed before us to have this experience of life. That our flesh needs to be dealt with.
与神有交通进入神的家里面。
To have fellowship with the Lord, enter into his house.
支取耶稣基督的德性向征战的当中。
To partake in the victory that the Lord has wrought.
然后有死而复活的经历。
And to have entered into death and resurrection, that experience.
这一条路不是容易走的。
This path is not one that is easy to walk.
你见到一二三经过考验的。
You see, one, two, three, these tests.
而且那些先知的门徒都不用过河在这里看就可以了。远远跟从主就可以了。什么我跟得那么贴。
We saw that those other prophets stood on the other side of the Jordan River and they said, oh, why do I need to follow so closely? I can stand right here.
最后一点就是以利亚和以利沙讲。
One last point, Elijah said to Elisha,
你我未被升之前升天之前你向我求乜嘢你都会得着。
That whatever you ask of me before I leave, I will give you.
与利沙求乜嘢
?What is it that Elisha asked for?
佢唔系好似所罗门咁样求智慧亦都唔系求恩赐。
He did not ask for, as Solomon did, wisdom or for gifts.
响我觉得嗰节圣经系好重要㗎、啊。第二章。第九节。
So 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 9, very important.
过去之后以利亚对以利沙说我未曾被接离开你我你要我为做什么只管求。以利沙说愿感动你的灵加倍的感动我。
And when they crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for you before I am taken away from you. And Elisha said, please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me.
因为话第十节，你所求的难得，虽然如此，我被接去离开你的时候，你若看见我就必得着，不然必得不着。
In verse 10, he says, you have asked a hard thing.Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so.
点解？因为话呢件事好难啊。
Why was it that Elijah said this was a hard thing?
因为今日人能够定睛唔睇环境，专一嘅仰望天，唔系一件容易嘅事。
Because in today's world, to solely focus on the Lord and not look at our circumstances around us, this is a very difficult thing. And this is not something that Elijah can give. Only the Lord can give this. But I believe that Elijah had a revelation that he pointed at Elijah said, there's a way.
上升的时候，如果你见到，你就得着。
If I'm taken away and you see it, then you'll get it.
我哋知道神系最后尾嘅即时，系差以利亚去高以利沙继续去做先知。
You know that God's last commandment to Elijah was to find Elisha and to anoint him as prophet.
佢指咗呢一条，单单仰望天。只有碰到天先能够真正的服侍主。
And Elijah pointed the way for Elisha. He said, look into the heavens, and this is the only way.
我另外一个感化就是我曾经想过以利沙这个人都挺犀利的、啊。你要 double 以利亚那个圣灵的感动。
And so I was thinking about this person, Elisha. I'm thinking he's bold. He's asking for double portion.
或者佢都系有啲好似我哋咁样，有啲我哋要做大事啊。
Perhaps he's one who, like how we are today, we want to do great things.
但一次我在等候的时候，我看到刚刚相反。
And when I waited upon the Lord, I saw more, and in fact, I saw the opposite.
我相信以利沙是很谦卑。
I believe that Elijah was actually very humble.
他见到以利亚所走的路，个服事是不容易。
He saw the way, the path that Elijah had taken.
他自己没办法来到跟得上以利沙那个指示。
And there's no way for Elisha himself to follow that, service.
所以他求神将加倍以利亚的灵给他。
Therefore, he asked to have a double portion of Elijah's spirit.
你看英文那里讲得很清楚，不是说要加倍的能力，是以利亚的灵加倍的给他。
In the English, it says, it doesn't say give me double the ability or strength. It says, give me double portion of your spirit.
什么叫做以利亚的灵？
What is the spirit of Elijah?
我相信是以利亚心里面最深处那个爱神，那个对神的事情的焦急，爱神的旨意那个迫切。
I believe the spirit of Elijah is that one, that desire, that fervency and that urgency that he had for God's things.
以利在十九章十四节那里，以利说，即是这个是历上十九章，说我为耶和华之神大发热心。
And so in, First Kings chapter 19, verse 14, it says, and he said, I'm very zealous for the Lord God of hosts.
如果你打辩呢，他不是用 zealous, 他用 jealous 这个翻译。
And in the Darby translation, it's not zealous, but it's jealous.
他里面为什么用好像嫉妒忌邪有咁嘅意思呢？
Why is it that they use this translation of being jealous or envious, this word?
我相信佢係见到神嘅百姓咁样拒绝神。
I believe it's because Elijah saw how the people of God rejected God.
好似主耶稣喺圣殿里面见到嗰啲人将圣殿变成贼窝，佢心里面焦急，然后要洁净圣殿，都係有嗰个 jealous 嗰个意思。
That we recall when the Lord cleansed out the temple because of the selling that was going on there, there was this zeal, this jealousy that the Lord had.
So, 光弟兄讲过一句话，说 He was so jealous for the rights of God among His own people. 他是为了他的百姓不尊重神的权柄，不跟从主。他里面有这个嫉恨。
That, Brother Colin put it this way, that they were zealous, jealous for the rights, of the people of Israel, that they did not follow after the Lord.
今天我们对于神的心意，我们爱神的心，爱神的旨意，我们里面有没有这个这样的灵，这个焦急？
Do we have this spirit, this zeal, this jealousy, this urgency for, for the desires and the will of the Lord? Elisha confessed that he did not have enough. He did not have, that same spirit that loved the Lord and the will of the Lord.
他没有那个为了神的主权不能够在百姓里面，不能够在教里面来通行，他里面有一个嫉恨。
That he had this jealousy for the Lord, because the people of the Lord did not follow after him.
所以他求主给他这样的灵。
And so he asked that God would give him this type of spirit.
以利亚指出那条路给他。
And Elijah showed, pointed the way for Elisha.
就是我被提上升的时候，你的眼目不可以看地上的事，看天上的事。
that your focus, your eyes would not be turned towards the things of this world, but turned, looked up at the things of heaven.
当以利亚被劫的时候,
and when Elijah was taken away,
以利沙抬头,
Elisha saw it.
以利沙接过以利亚跌下来的外衣,
and Elisha took the mantle of Elijah that fell.
他接过他的即时他的工作,
and so he took followed.Took his work and took his ministry.
然后好似以利亚咁样,
and just like Elijah,
摸住外衣打水,
took that mantle,
然后就向约旦河嗰边水分开, 他就翻去 the other side, 就开始咗佢嘅即时。
And so he took that mantle of Elijah, and he struck the waters, and the waters separated, and he went across to the other side of the Jordan, and took on, followed after the ministry of Elijah.
然后他头我头先讲过，喺度话以利亚嘅神喺边度。
And he said as earlier, "Oh, where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?"
呼求以利亚嘅神。
He called upon the God of Elijah.
他就开始咗佢嘅职事。
And that's how he began his ministry.
由急格伯大尼耶利哥过咗约旦河，见到天开门接以利亚翻去。
From Bethel, from Gilgal to Bethel to Jericho, crossing the river Jordan, he looked up and saw Elijah look up to the heavens and saw Elijah taken away.
生命嘅成长由对付肉体开始，一路向上。
That the maturity, the growth of the spiritual life begins with dealing with the flesh and moves upward.
一个人没有碰到主，没有碰到天，是没有办法服侍。
If you do not have an encounter with the Lord, an encounter with the heavens, you cannot serve.
然后翻转头，由高处最后面去到急格，你见到就开始了以利沙的服侍。
And
每一站都是这样跟从。
And from the heavens back to Gilgal, you see every station, one after another, that's how it started.
今天我们跟从主，我们不是跟从人。
Today we follow the Lord, not man.
但是主是用着这些前面的以利亚将我们指向天。
But the Lord uses those ones that come before us, like Elijah, to point us towards heaven.
今天的以利沙在哪里？
Today, where are the Elishas?
今天神要兴起年轻的以利沙，我也都这一次看到主要都兴起一些年纪大一点的以利沙。你不要以为你只是叫年轻人。
The Lord calls the young Elishas out there, but not just the young ones, but the older ones. So don't think it's just for the young.
你愿意这样跟从主？
Are you willing to follow after the Lord in such a way?
你愿意单单付代价，经过考验，不离不弃的跟从主。
Are you willing to wholeheartedly, single-mindedly follow after the Lord without departing?
你愿意经历生命里面一步一步的对付和学习。
Are you willing to learn the lessons of life, one, step at a time.
你一定要碰到主，碰到天，天开门。
And you will encounter the Lord, and you will encounter an open heaven.
你一定要碰到主的荣耀。
Must encounter the glory of the Lord.
然后你先至可以翻转头，要服侍神的百姓。
It is then that you can go back and serve the people of God.
所以求主在我们当中得着。年轻的以利沙，亦都得到年长的以利沙，叫我哋跟从、服侍、付代价，心里边专一。
May the Lord gain those young Elishas, those elderly Elishas, that we could follow after him wholeheartedly.
我哋祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我哋感谢你，因为你个话实在系前我哋脚前嘅灯，路上嘅光。
Lord, we thank you that your word is a light before our feet and a lamp before our path.
叫我们跟随你直到天为我们打开，直到你看我们预备好为了承接即时。
Lord, that we would follow after you until the heavens are open and that we can carry on this ministry.
愿我们当中有神的拣选，有神的呼召。
That we would be chosen and called by the Lord.
愿你得着我们当中年轻，得到年长，得到每一个人愿意这样跟从你，你就服侍你。
That you would gain the young, the older, all that would follow you in such a way.
我们将一切的荣耀都归给你。
We want to give you all the glory.
你祝福你的话，也就祝福你的家。
May you bless your words and bless your house.
我这样祷告，感谢是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray and give thanks in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.